Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gates but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. Whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gates for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life, in a bit more abundance name. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
So beautiful. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and mine know me. Jesus knows us very well. Here, Jesus can recognize our voice. But to what extent we hear the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Lord? Many times we are preoccupied for many things. We lose time to listen to his voice. Even at times he speaks to us, our heart is disturbed by many other things. We do not hear his voice. But still Jesus is calling us. He will not feel tired to do so because he loves us. He just wants to say again to him, to Lord, I'm here. Ask the Lord, give us the strength to listen to his voice. During the day, let us remind ourselves when we are doing the will of the Lord moment by moment, surely we can hear his voice easily. But we are disturbed for mere other things. We don't think about the Lord. Many times we follow our own inclination. That's difficult to hear his voice. This is how Jesus gives us silence of heart, openness of heart, telling him, Lord, we are here. We listen. Surely Jesus listened to us. But ask Jesus to give us grace to listen to his voice. But only in silence we can hear. Only when we do the will of God, we are at peace, then we can hear his voice. So let us start today, it's a new day. Whatever you do, according to the will of the Lord, and also with a silence of heart, now and then telling Jesus, I'm here, I'm listening.